The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Jason Brooks of the Newton Daily News. Jason, you can get us started with your questions for Senator Grassley.
Congress just coming back from recess, and another recess scheduled. There's going to be so much talk about appropriations. Do you think that's going to make it difficult to discuss any meaningful reforms on the Senate floor?
Yes, I think that for making sure we don't shut down the government, next week, if everything works according to plan, we're going to take up what we call a continuing resolution, which would expire December the 9th. And the rationale behind that is this is such a unconventional election year. People need to be campaigning. And that applies to all of us that are running for re-election, but there's five or six states where both Democrats and Republicans consider it very contentious. And so to have probably about 3 or 4 weeks to campaign. So we hope to get a continuing resolution through the Senate next week, and then have to wait and see what the House does. Normally, the House would pass an appropriation bill before the Senate does, but in this particular instance, they think it'll speed up the process if the Senate passes it first. And then we would make some determination based upon the results of the election, whether or not we have a continuing resolution into March next year or through September 30th. But there's a real determined effort to make sure that government functions efficiently and without any stress from people worrying about a shutdown.
What do you think are going to be the most contentious budget issues on the Senate side in the continuing resolution office?
I think there's only one, Zika funding. Yesterday, 52 of 54 Republicans voted to fund Zika, because we think this bill ought to pass. We think it ought to pass, quite frankly, because the White House has been talking for a month about the necessity of Republicans getting this bill passed. Well, Republicans, with 52 out of 54 Republicans voting for it, that's not the problem. The problem is a Democrat filibuster. And so when are we going to get at least 8 Democrat votes to pass this bill? Now, the feeling is that somehow the Democrats, even though they're in a minority, they've got some leverage. So Zika probably will be part of the continuing resolution. And they'll, what do we have to do to satisfy to get 8 Democrats? I don't know. You would think that the dangers of Zika, and you hear them every day, would be enough to say that they'd stop their filibustering actually way back in July, when we had 2 votes on Zika, and we had still all but one or two Republicans supporting it and still not getting any Democrat votes because they're filibustering. I think Zika's enough of a problem that they shouldn't be filibustering. But that's the one issue, to answer your question, that's going to hold up when we get the continuing resolution done.
Well, there's a Planned Parenthood defunding language in the bill that's the main source of contention,
yeah.
Correct?
You
do
may
you feel like.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I shouldn't
do
interrupt
you. Do you feel like that was wise for the Republicans to include that?
Well, see, that's the misinformation that's out. There's more money for women's health in the Zika funding bill that Republicans are supporting. There's no defunding of Planned Parenthood. What Planned Parenthood might be mad about is that they aren't getting additional funding. But defunding is strictly wrong information, and it's being used for political purposes. So you've heard me say it. There's no defunding of Planned Parenthood. There's just not an increase in funding for Planned Parenthood. But there is increased funding for other organizations that serve women. mostly community health organizations. In fact, there's more women going to get their community, their health issues taken care of in community health organizations than in Planned Parenthood, although I know Planned Parenthood serves a lot of people. And in Iowa, it seems to me that we have more community health organizations than we have Planned Parenthood organizations serving people. I think we have 63 community health organizations. That would probably include some county organizations as well. Okay, you want to go to the next question?
Yeah, I want to talk about agriculture. With corn prices being what they are, and farm incomes being what they are, wheat hit its 10-year low last week. What can be done, especially in this continuing resolution, to ensure that there's some help for farmers on the way?
Well, we know about the problems of farmers losing money on grain. And even in my farming operation, probably $1.25 to $1.50 a loss. And my son talks about it regularly. And I hear about it at my town meetings. But if you remember a year ago, we had to fight the administration when they wanted to take $3 billion out of crop insurance. And we had to fight even some Republicans that wanted to take it out. So we used the argument then not to open up the farm bill. And so we're hesitant to open up the farm bill because we could actually end up with less. It took us 2 years to get the 2014 farm bill passed. It's good for 5 years through the 2018 crop year. We're really hesitant to open it up, even though farmers are losing money, to get them some more help because we've always got to fight this battle over crop insurance. Now, only less than 6 months away, we're into a new Congress. And normally, we wouldn't pass a farm bill until 2018. But to answer your question, I think next year the fur is going to hit the fan, and farmers are going to have trouble financing for 2017 crop year. I think we'll be doing a farm bill earlier than normal next year, and we could even preempt it to have a new farm bill for the 2018 farm crop year. I think it's all going to come because farmers are going to have trouble financing.
Okay, and lastly, speaking of agriculture, you picked up the Farm Bureau's endorsement, which I personally didn't find that surprising. How much do you think about endorsements at this point in the election cycle, or are you just happy to get the ones that you get?
They're nice, but my whole attitude towards campaign is forget about the campaign, leave it to your campaign staff. And my philosophy has always been do the best possible job you can as a senator. So I'm representing the people. I'm speaking up for them. You'll hear me speak up for them yet today on Obamacare being such a mess and people losing, Iowans losing their health insurance and things like that. So just continue to do my job, and I think everything else will take care of itself. I got time for one short question.
I think that's all that I have.
Okay, then I want to say thank you, Jason, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Chuck Grassley reporting to my constituents, the people of Iowa.